Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Radio talk host Rush Limbaugh has died. We have the story.
Millions of Americans endure another day without electricity. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas plans to focus on COVID-19 shots for teachers and school staff. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. It is day 12 below freezing in Wichita. When do we finally creep above that 32-degree mark? We'll tell you in our forecast here in just a few minutes.
Fans mourn the death of conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
First Lady Melania Trump presented Limbaugh with the Presidential Medal of Freedom one day after the host revealed he had advanced stage lung cancer. As soon as the word broke, the well wishes poured in. Perhaps what really made Rush Limbaugh the Rush, whose likeness would undoubtedly rest upon radio's Mount Rushmore, was his willingness to swim upstream, to challenge orthodoxy, a trait that gained him legions of fans and perhaps just as many who couldn't stand him. Conservative? Yes, absolutely. But he'd also say distinctly American.
Limbaugh's radio show ran more than 30 years with his wife, Catherine, taking the microphone yesterday, announcing her husband's death at age 70. Limbaugh's show is heard on more than 600 stations, including here on KNSS.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says the state will put a priority on vaccinating teachers and other school staff against COVID-19. So that K-12 students may resume in-person classes as quickly as possible.
The governor says the KDHE is working with the Department of Education to determine the needs of each district and to set up a schedule.
The emphasis on vaccinating K-12 teachers and staff, the free testing supplies, along with continued adherence to other mitigation strategies, will allow us to bring students safely back to in-person learning.
Kelly said the state will be able to inoculate school staff because it expects the federal government to begin shipping an additional 25,000 doses of vaccine a week. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And Governor Kelly says Kansas will receive $200 million under the last federal coronavirus relief legislation approved in December to help people struggling to pay their rent and utility bills.
The city of Wichita plans to take applications for its residents starting Monday, and the state's Housing Resources Corporation will begin taking them from people outside Wichita on March 15th. Kansas has seen the number of new confirmed and probable COVID-19 cases drop in the recent weeks. The state health department is reporting that as of Monday, 10% of the population have received at least the first of two required vaccine doses. The state launched its second phase of vaccinations last month, and it covers people over 65, as well as teachers, workers critical to the economy, and people in group living situations, including prison inmates. That's about one-third of the state's population.
Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez reporting.
Millions of Americans enduring another frigid day without electricity nor heat in the aftermath of a deadly winter storm. Situation putting pressure on utility crews to restore power before another blast of snow and ice. shows more chaos. Nearly 3.4 million customers around the U.S. still without electricity, some also losing water service. Officials in Texas ordered 7 million people to boil tap water before drinking it, following days of record low temperatures that damaged infrastructure and froze pipes. That's a quarter of the population of the nation's second largest state. The latest storm was certain to complicate recovery efforts, especially in states unaccustomed to this weather.
Lawmakers are wondering when National Guard troops will leave D.C.
The Pentagon's top Homeland Defense official, Robert Solises, was asked on Capitol Hill about the threat that is keeping 6,000 National Guard stationed around the Capitol.
I'm not aware of a threat that is out there, but that evolves all the time.
Defense officials say the original plan was to keep the Guard in D.C. following threats by QAnon supporters to mark March 4th, the traditional inauguration date, until 1937. House Armed Services Chair Adam Smith explained.
Why that's relevant, God knows. But at any rate, so now they're thinking maybe we should gather again and storm the Capitol on March 4th. Okay, that is circulating online.
Some lawmakers are asking, could these Guard be better used elsewhere? At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Another chapter in the Sunflower Showdown was held in Manhattan last night. KUK State will have highlights coming up in sports.
A new report finds life expectancy in the United States dropped a staggering one full year during the first half of 2020. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. A new report finds that life expectancy in the United States dropped a staggering 1 year during the first half of 2020 as the coronavirus pandemic caused its first wave of deaths. Minorities suffered the biggest impact, with black people losing nearly 3 years and Hispanics nearly 2 years. The estimates were released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Health officials say the nation has not seen such a big decline since World War II. They expect the trend to worsen once numbers for the full year are available.
An upcoming study in the UK asking volunteers to do the exact opposite of what we've been told to do for nearly a year.
In a first-of-its-kind COVID-19 study, young and healthy volunteers will be deliberately exposed to the virus. The goal, finding out how much of the virus is needed to cause infection regardless of any symptoms. From there, scientists hope to use the info to accelerate the discovery of new treatments and vaccines. A group of 90 participants aged 18 to 30 will be exposed in a controlled setting. They were screened to ensure they're at low risk of health complications, and they'll quarantine at a London hospital after the trial. By the way, they'll get over $6,000 for their trouble. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Texas mayor is in hot water after comments he made amid the state's historic cold snap.
He was the mayor of a West Texas community. Now he's a citizen. Tim Boyd has given his resignation as the state deals with an ongoing Arctic blast that's left many without electricity and heat. The former Colorado City mayor wrote on his Facebook page in part, "I'm sick of people looking for a handout. If you don't have electricity, you step up to keep your family warm and safe." The ex-city leader's comments have drawn a tsunami of nationwide outrage. Boyd is now offering an apology. He now says he would never want to hurt the elderly or encourage anyone in true need to have to fend for themselves. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now is 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. We've got a traffic accident. You'll want to watch for a slowdown in the area, 21st and Woodlawn. Traffic accident there, non-injury traffic accident. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yet again, another cold start to the day in Wichita, but who thought that 24 degrees would sound warm for a high? That's what we can expect later on this afternoon. We become partly cloudy tonight, our low near 8, and then sunny on Friday with a high near 30. Temperatures finally make their way above freezing by the weekend, Saturday's high 37. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 6 degrees, still chilly out there. Northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 8:11, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Texas, the state has been hammered by this wintry weather. They're just not used to this thing down there. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso with us this morning for an update on what's going on with the electricity and the heat and so forth in Texas. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, friends. Yeah, more than 500,000 people across Texas still entering a fourth day with no power, no heat, and in some cases, homes with burst pipes, making them unlivable. And I guess the good news right now in Texas is that it's down to that amount, up, you know, down from well over 4 million people a few days ago. And so warming centers and shelters are maxed out from Dallas to Houston to Corpus Christi. We know that boil water notices are also in effect in several places. And, you know, the other part of the good news, I think, is that this icy storm is going to slowly move away from Texas. It'll still be cold, not as icy. And it looks like the power is going to be coming on sooner rather than later for the rest of those folks. Don't have a timeline yet. We're not getting that from ERCOT, the regulator of their power grid in that state, but or the power companies, particularly in the Houston area. But it's going to be on sooner rather than later. Damage is done for many, though, there.
I've heard there's always some political sniping going on. Who they're pointing the finger. Who's to blame? Who's to blame? But I'll tell you what, Texas just doesn't have the climate where they're prepared for this kind of thing ever.
Yeah, up here in the northern part of the country where you live, where I live, you know, we're prepared for cold weather, for snowy weather, for icy weather. We've got the infrastructure generally. But even up here, you know, if the power goes out, in its sub-zero temps, our pipes are going to burst as well. And so that's been a huge problem for folks down in Texas. And, man, you're seeing some of these images of water just pouring from ceilings and just destroying homes and apartments and everything inside those things, you know, floating, and TVs just destroyed. And I mean, it's a big deal for a lot of folks there. And you're right. Everything leads to politics these days. You can't escape it. And you know, whether or not it's renewable energy, that's the problem with the frozen wind turbines. Wind turbines about 10% of Texas's power, but they also, you know, run on natural gas and nuclear and things like that. So there's going to be an investigation. I know that that Governor Greg Abbott has called the legislature to form an emergency probe into what went wrong with ERCOT, which basically regulates the power. It manages the scheduling of this electric grid that carries about 90% of Texas's load from smaller companies. And so we'll see what happened. But a lot of people were cranking up the heat and using it. And was that too much? Did that overload the system? And shouldn't? You know, Texas is known for heat, and those folks are cranking those air conditioning summertime. So, but you know, one of the effects that this weather is also having is it's delaying shipments of coronavirus vaccines to multiple different states. And it's not going to be a huge delay, but it's going to be somewhat of a delay. I know in Detroit they've had to reschedule from earlier this week to this weekend about 3,000 coronavirus vaccinations, and so it's problematic, but you know, they're going to get through it as well. And right now we're looking at the storm as it moves to the northeast, bringing this ice with it, you know, and now hammering you know, Arkansas and the Ohio Valley. And it's also producing warnings of thunderstorms, possibly tornadoes and flash flooding for the southeast, like Florida and some of those states, Carolinas and Georgia.
Well, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate your coverage this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, Steve and Ted here. 8:15, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And another guest with us this morning, I hate to call him a guest, but Dave Wilson's with us. And Dave is... he's helping us out with our news from time to time now, and he's doing some other things around the radio station. And when I started at KNSS in 1998, Dave was the first producer of the morning show that I worked with, and he and I and Ted go back way, way back. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. We did go kind of way back, don't we?
Yeah, and you're spoiled. You haven't gotten up early for years now, so, you know.
That's right.
Listen,
he just called us gentlemen. Did he call the wrong show?
I think he's talking to somebody else. Listen, so we're talking today, of course, about remembering Rush Limbaugh, and KNSS was a station that got him on the air here in Wichita. But you actually ran the show. You were the board op that played the commercials and everything for the show. But you weren't the first one. Is that correct?
That's correct. So Rush came on probably about 6 months before I started there at KNSS, and that was part of my first job was to run that show. And so, you know, back then, guys, you know, when we came on a national level for talk radio, you had, you know, the network Talkinet with Sally Jesse Raphael talking about relationship advice and Bruce Williams talking about business advice and then Larry King, you know, talking about newsmakers. But there really wasn't too many personality-driven shows of either side, conservative or liberal. And then you got this guy that it's on the air and comes on saying brash things. And back in the early days, Rush used to do these updates. I don't know if you guys remember the updates he used to do with the theme songs. Like, he would do an animal rights update, and he would announce it with a fanfare, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da, time for an update. And then he would play these crazy themes like Andy Williams' Born Free and play like sounds of explosions and, you know, gunshots. Those were like a real staple, you know, of his show back then. And he sounded completely like no one else on the air. And it didn't take long for him to catch on. In fact, I was thinking yesterday about I heard someone mention this on a show, but the Rush Rooms. He got so big at one point that they would sell this to a local restaurant. I can't remember who did it here, but people would leave work for an hour and go to this place and listen to Rush while they were eating lunch.
Willie Sees?
It might have been. I just can't remember exactly.
Did you go to lunch with Ted and I once or twice on that?
Yeah, we did. That's right.
That's right.
Yep.
Took people to lunch.
Yeah, and they would gather. Yeah. A few dozen people would gather for lunch and listen to Rush in the room.
That's right.
Right, exactly. And the other thing I didn't remember until yesterday was back in the first couple of years that he was on, he was only on for 2 hours. He was on from 11 to 1.
Oh, okay.
And he was able to, you know, become extremely popular just doing a two-hour show, which was also unheard of back in those days. He came to Wichita in, I want to say, 91, and did a stop on his Rush to Excellence tour at Century 2. It was Henry Levin Arena back then, and sold that out. And, you know, he came out and just – he talked for, you know, a couple hours and basically did his show on stage and sold out. Just a phenomenon. And, you know, the other thing is KNSS was one of the first – one of the original, I think, 50 stations to go with him immediately when he went national. So, you know, KNSS has been there from the beginning, and
when did you start it? When did you start at KNSS? What year?
89. Yeah.
Wow. 89. So by the time I came on board, you'd been working there for 8-9 years already, huh?
Right. Exactly.
No wonder every morning you look so dadgum bored. Do you remember that, Ted? We had to wake him up to say, hey, can you start our newscast for us?
He knew what he was doing.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I was trying to be more, you know, I didn't want you to realize how bored I was. I'm sorry.
Well, you were good at doing the Eagles crosswords while you were on there.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. You know, and then paging the sports guy every once in a while, too, you know. I kept kind of busy.
No kidding. Yeah. Oh, don't go there. Hey. We've had a good time the past 23 years or so, haven't we?
We have, yeah. Rush, you know, was obviously one of a kind, and he's certainly going to be missed.
Well, I'd say hello to your lovely wife and those two daughters of yours. We haven't seen them for a while. This darn pandemic. We got to get together.
Okay. We do. We need to do that. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Dave. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Yeah, you got it, guys.
All right. The check's in the mail. 8:21 now, Steve and Ted. We've got sports now with Ted Woodward. We've got a big basketball game tonight, Ted.
Sure do. Huge one at Koch Arena. Wichita State hosting fifth-ranked Houston. It's the first time in nearly 30 years that a team ranked this high has been to Wichita to play the Shockers. Last time was fourth-ranked Kansas, and that was 29 years ago. The Shockers have not fared well against Houston lately. They've lost their last six meetings against the Cougars. Shockers are a 7.5-point underdog on home court tonight. Wichita State and fifth-ranked Houston, Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 5 o'clock. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening. Listen to the Shockers live on 103.7 KEYN. We had the Sunflower Showdown Part 2 last night in Manhattan. Kansas State taking on 23rd-ranked Kansas. K-State never could get the offense going. Kansas wins it 59-41. Fewest points for a K-State team in a home game in 23 years. Jayhawks are now on a four-game winning streak. K-State is now on a 13-game losing streak as the Jayhawks get the win last night by 18 in Manhattan. JUCO women's basketball, Butler Community College wins against Barton County 61-54 in El Dorado. The Butler women are 7-0 and ranked 13th in the nation. The Sterling women win on the road at Ottawa 84-51. The Sterling women ranked 10th in the nation, still undefeated at 25-0.
Wow.
And pro basketball in the NBA last night, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Houston Rockets 118-113. Starting at center for Philly, former Kansas Jayhawk Joel Embiid, 31 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. He almost had a triple-double.
Man.
The Sixers are the number one team atop the Eastern Conference. And a happy birthday today, former Shocker pitcher Tyler Green is 51 today, threw a no-hitter for the Shocks his sophomore year, was the winning pitcher for the National League in the All-Star game as a rookie in 1995.
Wow, how about that?
Spent 4 years with the Phillies. Tyler Green, former Shocker pitching great, 51 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
823 now, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean talks about Rush Limbaugh's impact. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.